Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jay Myers is here, too. Jay's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 7 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder and the president of Interactive Solutions Incorporated, ISI. He's the author of the award-winning book, Keep Swinging, and his follow-up to that, Hitting the Curveballs. And he is our good friend, Jay Myers. Welcome back to the show.
Appreciate you, Jim. Thanks for having me on the show.
Good to have you back. Jay, folks, he's his Main Street, his rubber meets the road, his business, he and his business, there's as Main Street rubber meets the road as it gets. And that's the reason why, Jay, I enjoy having you on the show, because you always have great stories, great examples of what's really going on out there. Not ivory tower pontificating. You're out there where it's happening, aren't you?
I really am, Jim. It's an interesting and a very challenging environment these days, working in business, and particularly in technology.
Things have really changed over the last, it's been interesting to me to see how things have changed. They were already in the, there was already in the works, as you know, I wrote a book about that, but the things that happened following 2008 really changed things even more. Another level of a degree of difficulty was added, I think, since 2008, don't you?
Absolutely agree, Jim. I think that, you know, in terms of the customers out there, and your book does a great job with it, and talking about the age of the customer, everything's shifted. I mean, really, from being the role of the salesperson, and also the expectations of the salesperson,
yep,
and the sales team to really not only be able to communicate effectively with your brand and everything, but understand that the customer today has more information than ever before, and you have to really be on your game to be able to earn business these days.
And it makes them think that they're, in some ways, especially business customers, God bless them, everyone, but they have the ability to know so much. It almost makes them think that they can push you around a little bit when it comes time to doing the proposal, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, Jim, you and I in the old days, we used to sell copiers. I remember you told me you used to work for Xerox.
A long time ago. That's right.
Oh, long, long time ago. Me too. And in those days, I think we certainly had a role there, and we were the subject matter expert. And I'm not saying we pushed customers around. I don't think that was the right word, but we certainly guided them.
We had the information they needed.
Exactly. We were the people they were the go-to, and they were able to rely on us, and we did the job of being able to
And they did rely on us.
Yeah, and I'm not saying people don't today, but it's just different games. They're armed with so much more information. You don't go in there with the typical things you did 20 or 30 years ago with brochures and price lists and all those sort of things, because they've already got it. They've been on the Internet. They've done their job, and it really is a much accelerated process.
Do you think it makes them think that what you do is easier than it is? Do you think it makes the customers believe, especially business customers? We're probably focusing heavily on B2B here, folks, in this part of the conversation. But maybe it could be the same for consumers. But do you think having all this information sort of makes them believe that they pull the veil back from the Wizard of Oz booth, and that they think that it's easier than it is, and therefore you shouldn't be charging them so much?
I think to a certain degree. I just think that the expectations are higher. I think when coming in with just some sort of price proposal and this kind of thing is just, you've got to bring more than pricing. You've got to bring some capabilities. I think the expectations are higher because the pressure is higher on a lot of these people. When you're buying capital equipment, in my case, video conferencing, audio visual equipment things, the pressure, whether it be from a corporation or medium-sized business, whatever, is intense to make sure they don't make a mistake. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying the old days they could do that. I'm just saying that today it's enhanced. And so I'm going to give you an example. I think you and I were talking about earlier of a recent situation I think was just astounding in 2014 to get into this, but it was really very interesting and I think pretty provocative. My company was in play for a major corporation to earn a multi-million-dollar contract. And, Jim, as you know, some of these processes can get pretty involved, going
right.
from RFIs, requests for information, requests for proposal, all that kind of stuff.
It's not just significant, it can be gut-wrenching.
Very much so, and I will tell you, that's exactly the words that I would use to describe myself this last few months as we were going through this process. Anyway, we finally get to the meeting, the contract review meeting, and I'm thinking, you know, kind of like the old days, you're ready to go ahead and get a contract, a PO, or what have you. Well, there was yet one more pricing discussion that wanted to be, that was part of the process, which was a little bit surprising. And anyway, this particular individual, top-level manager, executive, director, said something in the meeting as he reviewed it. He was impressed with our proposal, but then he starts going through pricing reductions. Mm-hmm. I need to see a price cut here, 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 here. And it just kind of had its own, it kind of kept going on. And finally, I finally just stopped and I said, whoa, I said, What are we doing here? Now, picture this, Jim. This room has got at least a dozen, if not more, people, probably 15, 20 people, with management from this major corporation
right.
and ISI.
Yeah.
And I remember just as I said, whoa, 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 I kind of looked over my team, and they were kind of, okay, what's he doing now? And I said, and then we went through the thing, and I said, what exactly are we doing here? And I said, and then the guy said something about, well, after all, I said, when we leave this meeting, I need to leave here with my wallet. And I looked over at him, this big long table, and I said, well, so do I.
Yeah.
and then we went from there. And I started just, it was like a switch had been flipped off, and it was like, at that point it was, the switch had been flipped, and I was turning around and saying, okay, here's the deal. I think that we're, you know, heading the right wrong direction here. I said, if we're going in a race to the bottom for pricing and you're looking for a low-cost provider, I'm not Walmart. I'm not wearing a blue vest here.
Mm-hmm.
And just for the record, you know, that's just not us. And I went on to say that, you know, we're not looking for buying a major corporate logo to put on a PowerPoint to impress some venture capitalists. I said, I looked over at him. I said, exactly this, Jim. I said, I am the all-American entrepreneur. That's who I am. I said, I am the investor. I am the shareholder.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, let me tell you who we are. If you want good pricing and even better service, we're your people. If that's not what you want, we need to wrap this meeting up. I looked at my watch and I said, we probably need to leave because we're the wrong fit. And my team looked at me like,
They turned ashen, didn't they?
Oh, my. You could hear a pin drop. It was like, and they were like, what in the world did he do?
And I'm not going to make you wait till the next segment to find this out, folks. He got the business, right, Jay?
That is correct.
Congratulations.
But it was, an interesting time. Thank you.
I'm giving you a standing ovation here. Good job.
Thanks.
Jay Myers and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.